Okay, so I'm going to keep it on to keep the rules. Okay. So today I want to start the issue of Sarov Becholov. Can you hear me okay?
I think I'm
muffled on the screen. All right. Anyway, so here in the Siv Gimel that we're up to, so we discussed the first part of the Siv already, which is Sarov Behemoth Tameya or Cholov Tameya, and then we went into the discussion of where it's Bsar meets a kosher animal, but maybe it wasn't shechted properly or died some other way through the shechita. So now we move on to the question of Bsar Chayav Ha'Of. So here, our point of departure is a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, source one. The Mishnah says, Bsar Behemoth Tahora, Becholo Behemoth Tahora, Osa Lavashav Osa Bonar. Obviously, okay, that's the classic. Then, right, meat from a kosher animal and milk from a kosher animal, that's the regular Issa Bishul, Osa Bahanah. Obviously, it's also Bachila as well. Then the Mishnah continues, but Bisar, which we saw already, Bisar Behemoth Tahor Becholo Behemoth Tameya, but if it's a kosher animal and it's a milk from a non-kosher, let's say you know, all the mammals produce milk, so it's milk from a non-kosher mammal, a horse or a pig or a camel or something, so that, or Bisar Behemoth Tameya Becholo Behemoth Tahora, or it's non-kosher meat, it's a non-kosher species, but it's mixed with milk from a kosher animal, then in those two cases, Mutar Levashel or Mutar Bahamra. Is not, that's mutal lavash mutal b'hanah. Rashi says the second source is mutal lavash mutal b'hanah. The ain bo mishum bas b'cholav. There's no bas b'cholav down at the right level. Ki d'al b'gemar. Of course, v'achila mi'a also mishum b'zot tmeya. Obviously, you can't eat it because the meat's not kosher or the milk's not kosher. Okay, good. That we discussed already. Then the Mishnah continues as follows. Rabbi Kiva Omer chayav of einam min haTorah. Meat from a chaya, which will translate as a non-domesticated animal for our purposes, and more relevantly, meat from a poultry, from a fowl, right? Chicken, turkey, whatever, oaf, any type of bird, then einam min haTorah. That's not considered min haTorah. Now, from that lashon, einam min haTorah, it sounds like Rabbi Kiva is agreeing, but it's midrabanan. Otherwise, he would just say mutter. In other words, like previously, the Mishnah said, Bisar Behemet Tahor Bechala Behemet Tameya, or Bisar Behemet Tameya Bechala Behemet Tahor, Mutar Levash and Mutar Bahana. So Rekiva could have just said, Rekiva Omer, Chayav Elf Mutar, right? The meat is Mutar in Chalav. He didn't say Mutar, he says, Einam Min HaTorah. Okay, they're not considered meat Min HaTorah. The implication is Drabana. Otherwise, he would have just said Mutar. Why that unusual language? Einam Min HaTorah, so much more, so Mutar Drabana. Mutar Drabana is also. Okay, I'm going to preface my remarks today by saying we know the end here. Okay, from the time we were little kids, we learned about Basa B'Cholav, so we know the chicken, you know, poultry, fowls included in so we know already, right? And we didn't know them before we learned Yeridaya, but we're trying to get to the, you know, the background of it. So here the Mishnah is telling us the basic rules. So we keep it chayav of einam min haTorah. How do we know? Who said? Shenemar lo sevash shel gedi b'chalev imo gimel pavni. There's a drasha, this Mishnah here on Kufi Gimel Aleph. Here's a drasha. It says lo sevash shel gedi b'chalev imo. Right? Gimel pavni. We had it, of course, three times in the Torah. Once in Mishpatim, once in Kisisa, once in Re'eh. So what is that three times? Prat, l'chaya, l'ov, behemet ha'orim. Okay, each time that pasuk excludes something else. It says, also vashel gedi, which is a behemoth, so that excludes chaya. Also vashel gedi, which is a behemoth, that excludes ov. Also vashel gedi, which is a behemoth Torah, that excludes behemoth tamea. Okay, says Rashi. Prat l'ov v'chaya behemoth. Gedi, prat l'ov, shena behemoth. Gedi, prat l'chaya, shena behemoth. And Rafagav d'chaya b'chal behemoth, even though sometimes we find that when the Torah used the word behema, it does not mean behema as opposed to a chayav. Okay. Also, koy yaseru mafkiya gedi. But here it's become an extra pasuk, it excludes gedi. Okay. And below it's a behema tamei. All right. A behema tahora delav gedi. But what about, you know, since you're learning all these exclusions from the word gedi, right? Since we're using, at the previous point of Rashi, just saying chayav shein a behema is excluded. Okay. And you know, since we're learning all these different things from Gedi, so maybe we should go all the way and say it's Dafke Gedi. Why? I don't know, but we can say Kach Kach Gazar Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're its first source. It's did I give you the hard copy? Of this? I didn't. You gotta remind me. I have to remind me. You know, I forget to make a hard
copy. We do have printed one here. At least I do. So
no, I'm happy to print it out. I just have to remind me. And this morning I wasn't here to give a shiur to someone in Jersey, but just remind me, we'll come to office, whatever. I'm happy to print it out. Anyway, so this is the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph, Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph in Chulin, where the first part of the Mishnah mentioned what we already discussed, that Bisar Behemet Torah and Chulin Behemet Torah, that's exactly what's usher, right? But meat from a non-kosher animal in kosher milk, or meat from a non-kosher animal, I'm sorry, meat from kosher animal, non-kosher milk, that's mutter bishlana, also nachila, because of the non-kosher element, but it's mutter, and then a rekiva says, chai v'of in a minat Torah. Okay, and meaning we said it's the Rabbanan, because that's his language, Enam in the Torah. And he says, Lo Sabash Al Gadi, three times, each time the word excludes something else, right? Prat Lachaya, Prat Lof, and Prat Lebehemet Tameh. Okay, but the Rashi wonders, 1 second. So since you're learning all these exclusions for the word Gadi, right, it means Gadi, which is a Behemah, and therefore it excludes Chaya. Gadi is a Behemah, and therefore excludes Ov. Gadi is a Behemah Tahor, therefore it excludes Behemah Tamei. All those other things are not included in Basar B'chol. So maybe Gadi already, once you're learning all these exclusions, so maybe it means Dafke Gadi. So Av Behemah Tahor Delav Gadi, Kigon Para, Rachel, right? I mean, you know, cows, other types of, animals, it's not in the category of Gadi. How do we know that's included? Maybe that's also excluded. Maybe the whole din of Basar B'chol is only Gadi. So no, that's the Srabi Mikroik. And so Gemara works out how you can learn it out that they're excluded. We saw it already. But so we know that it includes all the types of animals. All right. Anyway, that's the position of Rabbi Akiva. All right. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Bisar Of is not included Midoraisa in the rule of Basar B'chol, but since his language is Of Eino Min HaTorah, so it means Midarabanan is also good. But then there's a second opinion. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Rabbi Yosef Glili learns, argues of Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer. Nemar lo sochel kol mavela. Let's remember that one of the three psukim of Basar Chalav begins lo sochel kol mavela. In case we forgot, I printed it there in source 3. And that's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, right? Dvarim Perek Yud Dalad, pasuk Chof Alav. The first part of the pasuk, lo sochel kol mavela. Right, any nevela, any animal which dies other than through halachic shechita, that's a nevela. And what do you do with it? Lagera shabishrachatin and amachala, amachala nachri, right? You can give it to a goy, you can sell it, whatever. Okay, kiam kadosh natal shem kecha. Then it says again, lo sevashu libi b'chalegimol. That's the one pasuk. The other two psukim, don't mention anything about nevela. The other two psukim, the one in Mishpat and the one in Kisisa, begin reishis b'krad, masla, tovi, basis, shal kecha, different, it's all together, and then lo sevash lebechayv. But here in Re'eh, it begins with the word lo sochel kol nevela. So Biosa Glili says, 1 second, we can't divorce the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk, especially in Chumash Devarim where we learn smuchin, right? We learn things that are juxtaposed to teach something. So here says Biosa Glili, nemar lo sochel kol nevela, benemar lo sevash lebechayv mal es she'aser mishum nevela aser lebash lebechol. What type of item is usher to cook in milk? The type of item, the type of animal that can become a nevela. Okay, that's what it means. That's the extra, that's what it means. All right, as Rashi says, Nemar lo sochel kol nevela, Nemar ba'osa pasuk atzmo, the same pasuk. Right, the same pasuk, sorry, same pasuk begins lo sochel kol nevela, continues lo sochel kol nevela, the mashra kol shenoi bo isa nevela, yesh bo isa basuk chol. Okay, what basuk chol applies to anything to which a nevela applies. Okay? Now, 1 second. So, continues the Mishnah, but Of, nevela does apply. There's such a thing called nivlas Of. There's such a thing called nivlas Of. All right? So, why doesn't Basar B'chol apply to Of? Based on that derivation, we should say Taka, that Basar Of should be also the Raisa, right? Because it's subject to becoming a nevela if it wasn't shechted properly. So he says, no, Yachli also Basar B'chol, is that also the Kokuru? No. Talmud Lomar, the second part of the pasuk, v'chalev imo. Okay, yotza of she'ein lo chalavim. Okay, it only applies to the type of creature that can produce milk. Okay, birds don't produce milk, right? It's only applicable to something which is subject to the term chalev imo. So therefore, of is not included. Now, the implication of Rabbi that's what he says. Okay. By the way, as I forgot to mention before, but Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Aleph, Lo Sevash Al Gadi, Rashi there said, in Mishpatim and Kisisa, Rashi says, Lo Sevash Al Gadi B'chalimo, three times, one L'Isser Achila, Achila Bishul and Hano. But here in Re'eh, he says, Shalat Pomer, Prat L'Chayel Ovus Waveh Tameyah. Okay, now, so comes Rabbi Yosef Glili and says, one second, Rabbi Yosef Glili says a different derivation. He doesn't accept that drasha. He has a different drasha. Again, there are a lot of different things learned from there, so there's room for other drushes. But the Rabbi Yosef Glili says, really, Ov should be included because it's in the category of, it's potentially in the category of Nevela, which the Pasuk begins, Lo Sohu Kol Nevela. But, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, since the Pasuk ends, Lo Savash Adviba Chalev Imo, so it's only the type of creature which is subject to Chalev Imo, right? Yatza Ov, Shein Lo Cholav Ein. Now, the implication of Rabbi Yosef Glili, okay, is that it's not even also Darbana. Because it's excluded from Basul Chalav. All right? He says, Yotza Of. See, we were in Daik, and Bikiva says, Chayva Of, Einam Min HaTorah. But the Darbana is still going to be innocent. The Biosa Glilis Drasha would seem to exclude it even from the realm of Darbana. Right? It's simply not subject to Basul Chalav, because Basul Chalav is only something which could be Chalav Aim, and there's no concept of Chalav Aim, obviously, by bird. So therefore, birds are not included in the whole din of Basul Chalav. Right, just like, I don't know, a plant is not included, but whatever, it's a separate entity. However, Chaya, okay, Chaya says that we, Chaya, however, is going to be also Daraisa, according to him. So it's actually a double-sided machlokas here between Rekiva and Segli and the Mishnah, the way we're learning right now, right? Rekiva says, when it comes to Chaya, Rabbi Akiva says both Chaya and Ofer are not in the Torah. Okay, so meaning they're only Darbana. So Rabbi Yosef Glili argues on both. He said, no, Chaya is Daraisa, because anything subject to Nevela, anything subject to becoming a Nevela is included in the Isra Basra. That includes Chaya. So therefore, Chaya is also Daraisa. Of, he says, would be in that category too, except for the drush of Chalev Ein, right? Chalev Imo, Chalev Imo. So that knocks out Of altogether. You hear? So it's the machlokas is on both, but in different directions. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Chaya is also Daraisa, because it's subject to Nevela and also concept of Chalev Imo, plus the Chaya is also. So therefore, Chaya is also Mikva, but Chaya is also Basra Chalev and Daraisa. Of is not even Darbana, yeah.
Rabbi Yosef Galili doesn't even think that Oph is Aser Darbana, it's his mother Lagana, correct?
Right, that's what you say, right?
So that double side machloka is really only one of has to do with the pasuk. The fact that he doesn't think that there's an Isser Darbana and Oph is probably just a totally separate machloka, so just think of the one goes on that.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but right, but again, I think it's harder for him to be, you're right, and we'll have to see why there were goes there, but he just felt that the Xeria would not be applicable because it's so completely removed. Okay, I mean, you're right. I mean, in other words, his point is Prat or Yotza Oth, that's a Yotza Oth, it's out of the equation, right, at all. Our bottom, we don't, but... I think Rekiva might accept it at the Raisa level. That's what you're saying. Rekiva accept the drush on the Raisa level. Okay? Theoretically, and say there are Bonner goes anyway. That could be. Could be. Okay, anyway, that's the Machlokas as we have it. And Chulin Machlokas, Rekiva, and Yosef Glili. As a side point, I printed the Ramban. Rashi had commented, as I showed you before, Rashi and Re'eh commented on Lo Savash Lechavimo here in Re'eh. It says it three times in the Torah, Mishpatim, Kisis, and Re'eh, Prat Lechaya, and Oph, and Me'em Tmei, which is the direction of the Gemara, the Mishnah here in Chulin Kufiyud Gimel. Okay. However, Joshua Rekiba, however, the Ramban says, well, wait a minute. What happened to the other drasha of the three times? Because Yisrachil is a Bishlis Ano. So we already have on the table, so to speak, a drasha from the thrice repetition of Lo Sasha Vibhalay Mo. Right? We already have a drasha. So that's the Ramban there in Re'e one. There's Perkid Al Pasaval, same puzzle. The Chos of Rashi Lo Sasha Vibhalay Mo, Sosha Pamim, Prat Lechal of the Behavah, Tmeya. But Midrash Hazeh, Hotzio, so he said that Midrash, which it's in the Sifrei, in Pishka Kuk Gimel, and it's in the Gorn Chulin, and the Ramban quotes it. He said that's the word Gedi. In other words, you can have both drasha, because the drasha that Rabbi Akiva is saying over here, that Rashi and Chumash quotes, is Gedi. Gedi to the exclusion of, Gedi is a behemoth, so it's to the exclusion of Chaya. Gedi is a behemoth, so it's the exclusion of Ov, and a Gedi is a behemoth Tahor, to the exclusion of behemoth Tameh. But that's in the word Gedi. Avahalav Atzmo, but the whole pasuk, the whole phrase, Lo Savashel, or if you will, at least the part below, the low sevashel, that's echad lisachil ve'echad lisanav ve'echad lisabishul. Okay, and v'chein chaser rab is said about mishpatim. Indeed, Rashi himself, which I printed here, okay, says in mishpatim and in kisisa. Okay, namely, if you look there in the source 6, bottom line, there's no still, I'm just pointing out, the Rabban addresses that how can we make a drasha, how can we make a drasha here? Now, we could answer that maybe we had many, not everybody learned, right? Not everybody learned from that the makor basu chalav, that the yisachil, yisanah, yisabishul, all from the three times repetitions. You could say that there's a different drasha, but the Rabban, I guess he's dealing a little with Rashi, because Rashi seems to quote both. Rashi quotes in Rei, he quotes the drasha of Rabbi Akiva here in the Mishnah, Prat Lachai, and elsewhere in Mishpatim, which I printed in case I didn't print it, he says the same thing. In case he said, like we saw at the beginning of the year, he says, Prat, Echel Yisrachil, Echel Yisrachil, Echel Yisrachil. So Rabban simply points out, it's not a stira. They're not a stira in the Limudim. Okay? In other words, the drasha is from different words. Okay. All right, so far, so good. Now, this point that I just mentioned is elaborated upon in the Gemara, exactly the way we presented it. The Mishnah is on Kuf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara is on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, source 7. The Gemara says, Rav Segalit Omer, Nemar Lo Sochan. My Ika Ben Rav Segalit Rav Kiva. Well, what are the chilukim? What are the halachic distinctions between the Shita and Rav Segalit Rav Kiva? Ika Ben Ayo, number one, Chaya. Like I said before, it's a two-sided machlokas. One difference is Chaya. Right, because the Rav Yosef Glili says Chayad Doraisa because it's subject to becoming an avail, therefore it's part of the Doraisa, and Rekiva is known as Rabbanim. And if I say Ma'ofi Kibinai, Rekiva is Sover Chayad Ma'of Enaminator, Hamid Rabbanim Asiri, like I said before, with Dayak, that he says Of Enaminator means Rabbanim Asiri. Rav Yosef Glili says Of Afil Adwana Namu Adwaisir. And listen to this, Tanya Nami Hachi, okay, actually, the Gemara tells us that in the place of Yosef Glili, somewhere in the Galil, was the rabbi. They ate chicken with milk. We find this as a time of the Brises in Shabbos. Remember Rabbi Elazar de Mila? Okay, so that's a parak in Masechet Shabbos. Talks about many of the most dinim of Bris Mila come from that parak. It begins with the ruling Rabbi Elazar Machlokas. We know that the Torah tells us Vayom Hashmini Yimol Basar also in Parshas Tazria, right? So the eighth day of the child's life, you have to do a Bris Mila, and it's a Filu B'Shabbos. Right, Mila is Docha Shabbos, we all know that. If it's a Mila Bismana, obviously, that means the eighth day of the child's life. If Mila was postponed for whatever the reason, the baby was sick or so, and then he got better, and it turns out the first available day that they could do was Shabbos, then he wouldn't do it on Shabbos. It's only Mila Bismana that's Docha Shabbos. The question is, what about what we call Machshirei Mila? Right, what about preparatory stages for the meal? Carrying the knife to shul, carrying the baby, whatever other things were not actually technically part of the bris meal. So that's the famous machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, that pair, Rabbi Elazar the meal, he holds even machshirei meal, our mutter. And the Gemara says, "Bim kol moshe Elazar, you karsin eitzim, lasos pechamin, lasos barzel." They would cut wood on Shabbos to make a fire to sharpen the knife. Right? That's machshirei meal. They would allow that on Shabbos where he lived. Okay, I'm not answering that right now, but the second statement is, Bimkomos from Yosef Glida, Hayochim, Psar Oth Bechala. Okay, where Yosef Glida was the posting, they would eat the chicken and cheese sandwich. No problem, Psar Oth Bechala. Okay, so there you have it. I mean, later on, the Psak came, not like Yosef Glida, but his city, in his town, and we find in the Gemara, they were praised for it. It wasn't they were wrong. They followed their Rebbe, their posting. You can have different Piske Aloch in different towns. That's not called Agura Agura. Agura Sagura. Agura Sagura is in the same town. That's why the Pasuk says there in Shoftim, Kielam Davar Ben Dam, I mentioned this once, but Dam Ladam Bedin 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 Ladin Ben Nega Lenega, Tibre Rivos Bishorecha. In one town, you can't have two different, but they did. You can't have two different practices in the same town, but in different towns you could have. That's why, let's say, until relatively recently, the rabbi in the town, but soon he was called, he paskin. I rabbi in a different town, paskin the other way. That's okay. You can have different, as long as both people are, b'nei hachi, then it's okay. But it's in the same town, you're not supposed to have it. That's cool. That's good. Anyway, so, that's what he held. There's no issa whatsoever. They're just Aaron, it proves the point that he holds taka mutter, not even rabbanan, because in his family, taka ate it. He holds no issa whatsoever. It's out of the realm of Moshe Mechala. Then Agmar tells a story. Levi ikla lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi once went to visit Yosef Rishba. Rashi says it's made with Rishba. Tzayad Ophos. He was a bird trapper. So he lived for a living. Bird hunter. Tzayad Rishba loshon ein person Rishbin leonin. Traps. He was a trapper, a bird hunter. So he did for a living. Okay. So Levi once went to visit him. And also the kamer reisha the tivsa mechalava. They gave him a peacock, a bird. Okay, they gave him a bird, you know, fowl, poultry in dairy with milk. Apparently, he didn't want to eat it because he wasn't from that town. He didn't want to eat it, but he didn't say anything. He didn't object. He didn't raise a tiny. He said, "What are you doing? You're crazy. Got to be courage here." They just didn't want it. I'm full. Thanks. So, Kiosel Akana de Rebbe, later on, Levi was, you know, with Rebbe. Amalei, Amailo Tashta. Tishantina, why did you just take? Should have made a big machoy, put him in chair, whatever. How could this guy serve you, boss machol? Should have made a fuss about it. So Amalei, Asre the Behudu and Beseru, Amina Dorsha Gavas Mengalila, the Amma Yatzal, Shaylo Cholomain. He said, because this was a town of Behudu and Beseru, and he holds like Gavas Mengalila that there's no Isser. So why should I put the guy? I didn't need it, because I don't come from that area. I didn't need it, but they're entitled to follow the Rabbi Gavas Mengalila. Okay? Let's look at Rashi. There's a glee summer high the rice. The call shows Mishun Nevela Nog Bobas Chalav, Chutz Min Ov Shein L'Chalavim. There's a glee says anything which is subject to becoming an Avela if not checked to that applies, to those kinds of things apply all the rules of Bobas Chalav, except for Ov because of the Chalavim issue. Okay, and the Machlokas is, as I said, two levels. Ov, Ikim, and Harab, Kiva, Depar, Shein, Amat, Torah, Mashra, Hamid, Abon, and Yerishol. Rabbi Yosagli, the low parish high listener, sorry, let it go. Rabbi Yosagli allows it completely, and so on. Tanya, I'm Yochi. Rabbi Yosagli, I feel you serve. But let's say both because they used to eat it. Rashi fills in. But let's say Isa Mashir Mitzvah Docha is a Shabbos. Same thing. Rabbi Yosagli holds that Mashir Mitzvah Docha Shabbos. So if you don't have, if you ain't law Israel, you don't have the, what do you call it, the Mila knife to do on Shabbos, then you have to do what you have to do to make a proper knife. All right. Anyway, that's the machlokas as we have it. Okay, we take a look in source line, the Rashba. Yeah, well, with it, this is a straightforward Gemara. Okay, Rashba and the Bais Arach in the beginning of Shar Dalad, which is Dinah Bosuchal, is Bais Gimel, Shar Dalad. And we'll refer to the Torah Sabayis a lot. Torah Sabayis has a lot of actions. Torah Sabayis. Anyway, so Rashba writes, the first he tells you he's going to do this, the very beginning of that Shar. Utchila avar eze boser eze chol besurin zeb zeh dvar Torah eze asum divrayim, right, which is the right, so it's the abonon, which is mutter the abonon, and then the outlines we explain to do. And he writes eze boser eze chol besurin zeb zeh dvar Torah. So he quotes this mission called boser. Anyway, he writes towards the end v'chaya v'ov to kamar v'kiva enem in haTorah dafka kamar enem in haTorah but the abonon asiva. He's acknowledging the conclusion of the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva says Bsar Oaf is not Minat Torah, but means Rabbanan is. Okay? And same thing with Chaya, the Machlokas is the other way. Rabbi Kiva says Rabbanan, and Rabbi Sagli says it's also even the Raisa. Okay? So that's how the Rashba summarizes what we said. Similarly, other Rishonim, again, I just printed, it's not complicated. We have one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yonasan Milomil. Yonasan Akon of Lomil. Now they printed, I have at home, is his commentaries on 21 Masechtas, you know, to organize a separate table, but some of the sources print his commentary on the back of the Rif. Anyway, this is in this database, it's on the Rif in Chulin, but it follows the page of the Gemara, not the page of the Rif. So it's on the Mishnah, Kufim Gimel Aleph. He writes to Akiva, quotes the Mishnah. He said, Biyosa Galili Nafka Michalim Imo Pratla O. And Akiva says, no, he says, it's the Chaya is not also the Torah. Because of Gedi, and okay, and Inami says the Alamachokas is on Oath, which Rekiva says is Dwabonon and so on. All right, Yosagli says not even Dwabonon, and he concludes, Bilas Hilchas Akawasi, despite the fact, Tan Inami Bryce and Komish Yosagli, Ochum Sarah Bacholop, but for all time's sake, for Ludoros, less Hilchas Akawasi. Okay, very good. But now Tosus mentioned something very fascinating. Tosus on that page in Chulin Kufiyud Gimel Aleph. Diva Maslu Besar Behemah. So he says, Hu adin, okay, bisar of the Rabbanan de Osir min HaTorah. Let's start from the beginning here. Okay, we had, we just saw, two shitas regarding oath. We also, Galileo says it's mutter and gans, completely mutter. And Akiva says it's not min HaTorah, but it is Osir min HaTorah. We did not have, apparently, a shita that held bisar of is Doraisa, also Doraisa. Akiva says it's Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Galileo says mutter legamre. Tosis introduces that there's a shita that when it says Bisar Behemoth Torah, Bechalav Behemoth Torah, that's exactly what Basar Chalav applies to. It says, Hu Hadin Bisar Of Le Rabbanah. According to the Rabbanah, who Rabbanah, where Rabbanah, I don't know, but that's what Tosis says. I refer to this as the phantom shita. Okay, there's a Rabbanah somewhere. Okay, Hu Hadin Bisar Of Le Rabbanah, the awesome in the Torah. Tosus introduced something we didn't see before. Okay, we certainly didn't see it before in the Mishnah, but that's the way Tosus understands it. Tosus understands the Mishnah that there is actually a Shita that holds Bisar Of is also the Rabbanan. Why? The Dafka Rabbi Akiva who the Omar Chayva Of Eina Min HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva says Chayva Of Eina Min HaTorah. It's in effect a position derived from a Diyuk in the Mishnah. Look, when we look back at the words of the Mishnah. Okay, it says Bisar Behema Tahor, Bechala Behema Tahor, Osul of Asher, Osul Bahano. Okay, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, Chay, it's almost like he's saying, no, Chay and Oath are not Min HaTorah. You see that language? Again, it's a problematic language. We were Medayak, not Min HaTorah, with Rabbana, which is a good deal. But it sounds like he's reacting to something. He's saying, no, Chay and Oath is not Min HaTorah. Who said it was? Okay. Now, you could say Rabbi Kiva is introducing a new statement. There's a period. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't have it, but there's a period. But the way Tosa is learning, in fact, Rabbi Kiva is reacting to the unspoken position. That's what I call the phantom shita, that Bisar Of Chai also is also Doraisa. Now, as far as Bisar Chai, basically agrees that it's also Doraisa. Okay? But according to, as far as Bisar Of is concerned, we have what Tosa is introducing a new shita. Rabbi Kiva, when he says, no, it's almost like he's reacting, saying, Rekiva Omer, Chayva Of, Eina Min HaTorah. As if to suggest there's somebody who holds there is Min HaTorah. He's disagreeing with that. That's the way Tosus learned. Okay? Who Adin, Bisar Of, Lerabba, who's this Shita? An unnamed, unspoken Shita. So it's the Rabbanon. Okay, Rabbanon, whoever it was. Okay? You with me? All right, that's the Diak of Tosus. The Dafka Rekiva Omer, Chayva Of, Min HaTorah. But Nafkala, where does he get it from? Where does this phantom shita come from? So Tosfos Nafka Midorsha come on Esha Asu Mishum Nevela Asu of Asu Bchalav, because the same Svara Rabbi Yosi clearly said regarding Chaya being Asu Daraisa, this phantom shita, this Rabbanan shita, holds the same thing is true about Behema. Okay, about Oath. It's also said, and it doesn't accept the thing of Chalavim. That's what you have to say. Okay, that's what he says. The Dar should come on Eshos Mishun Avela. So that's going to include Oath. Okay, but this Rabbanan, they don't accept the Drasha of Gedi to exclude Oath because it's not Chalei Bimo. All right, so they use that for something else. All right, except the Drasha of Gedi the Vela that includes any subject in the Vela. Okay. But they don't accept the drasha either of Gedi Pratla Of, which Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva said Gedi Pratla Of. They don't accept that drasha. And they don't accept Rabbi Yosef Galili's drasha. That has to be something which is subject to Chalavim. So it's a different shita. So now I have a third shita by Bisar Of. And Bisar Of is Usar Midoraisa. Okay? At least according to Tosa, introduces such a shita. Tosa Rush, on the same page in Chulah, Kufid Yom Halab, Bisar Behemot Torah. And he says too. Okay, that according to the Shita, both Chaya and Of are Osir, not Dirabbanan, Lirabbanan. Rabbanan meaning this phantom Shita, the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rabbanan hold it's Osir Min HaTorah. The Dafka Mekiva, or Chaya Of, and HaTorah, we say Glili Of, or Osir Min HaTorah, and Nafka Midrasha, Ashras Midrasha, Osir Rosh Mikol. Okay. Yeah. The only thing is, he's a little bit bothered by a technicality. The Gemara had asked, I didn't print the Gemara asked, Menohani Mili. That's all this we read was in the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Aleph, and the Gemara in that Mishnah Kuf Tezai. But the Gemara at the beginning asks, Menohani Mili, how do we know that it's only Bisar Behemet Torah, Bisar, and so on and so forth? Okay, Bisar Behemet Torah, okay, as opposed to just Gedi, it's any Behemet Torah, right? Like we said before, it includes Rachel and Para and other non Gedi animals, but they're still in the category of Behemet Torah. Okay, it's all Behemet Torah. All right, so Rosh wonders, those are for kushing, my boy be gemar menahani mili. Kayo the av chayva oath nafkul mitzochal konavela. Okay, if chaya, according to this shita, that chaya and oath are also included because of konavela, what do you need a specific pasuk to say? It's not just gedi, it's other animals too. It's other behemoth torahs also. What do you mean? It's not only other behemoth torahs according to this, what I'm calling the phantom shita. Okay, according to this Rabbanan that the Tosos and the Rosh introduce us to, again, we didn't see it like that in the Mishnah, but they learned the Mishnah that way. According to both Tosos and the Rosh, what do you need a special limud? The Gedi doesn't only mean Gedi, it also means cow. Okay? Yeah, it even means, what do you mean? It even means Chayva Oaf, according to the Shita. You hear the Kasha? Right? You don't seem to, why would you need a special limud? The Gedi is coming, not only Gedi, but it's the other type of, but obviously, if it includes, right, that's his kasha. My boy, Gormanani Mili, regarding other behemoth taharas besides, Gedi, what do you mean? Kevin Avchaim, oh, after all, something called the Vela. So then it's any of the subject of the Vela, including cows and other non Gedi animals. You follow? Really, the lab, I've been in Parachal Abidashin and Kesha, I've been in Xerisakasal Gedi Davka. He says you still need the Reba from Gedi. Do you understand this question? Did I make this question clear? Do you understand the question, Kasha? Again, so the according to this, what I'm calling the Phantom Sheikh, the Rabbanan, they say that the Isra Basu Chalav applies to Chayav Oath as well. Daraisa. All right, Yabel said Galilee agrees. About Chaya, but by Ofi says Mutter completely. Kiva says both Chaya and Ofa are Rabbanan. But this Rabbanan Shita, this mystery Shita, that holds that Sar Chaya and Ofa are also Doraisa. The Rosh says, and why? Because of that limit from Nevela. Anything subject to Nevela, period. Okay, anything subject to Nevela is subject to this of Basuchal. And they reject that thing, it has to be Chalei Vimo. Whatever they learn, something else from Chalei Vimo. They reject that Shita. You with me? So far, so good. So ask the Rosh, but the Gemara, I didn't print that part of the book, the Gemara asked, we alluded to it before, how do you know it's only Gedi? I mean, how do you know, rather, it's not only Gedi? Maybe, like I said before, since, what do we have then? The Gemara asked, right? The Gemara on that top asked, well, Gemara did print it. Did I print it? No, I'm not quoting that. Rashi, you referred to the Gemara, right? How do you know that a cow or some other non-Gedi is a goat, right? Okay, so how do I know that sheep or other kosher behemoth horrors are also included in the Isra Basra called Daraisa, right? So they learn that Gedi is marred by other things. Okay, fine, how are they learning? But the Rosh said, What's the Kasha? Gedi can't mean just Gedi. We suggested before, maybe since we're learning all these other things from Gedi, okay, we're learning all these other things from Gedi, maybe it means only Gedi. Or maybe they'll go all the way. Maybe the Torah only asks us, only by Gedi. Why? I don't know. We'll figure out everything, but whatever it means, it's not possible. Right? Maybe Gedi means only Gedi, right? So the Gemara says, no, it includes other, you know, kosher cows and other kosher goats and sheep and other kosher animals also. But the Rosh said, what do you mean? Once you hold like this mystery sheet to the Rabbanan, that Basmachal includes Chaya and Oaf as well, so obviously it's not limited to Gedi. So what are they going to have to say in the Hanimili? Are you following? That's the Rosh's Kasha. What do you have to say? How do we know Gedi doesn't mean only Gedi? According to them, that question never gets off the ground. Because they said it includes Oaf and Chaya also. So of course it includes other, what it's going to include, Oaf and Chaya, but not cows. Not, that makes no sense. What do you follow? That's the Rosh's Kasha. In effect, right. So once you have it, so then there's no reason to limit it to Gedi. So what's the Gemara asking? Maybe it's only, how do we know that it doesn't include the cows? So he answers, no. He says, nearly delabbed. I've been in Parvachal of the Shina Kesha. I've been in Zerzakos of Gedi Davka. No, it's step one. What came first? The order is important. Once we have that Gedi is not limited to Gedi, so then this Shita, this Rabbanan, I'm calling the Phantom Shita, opens it up and extends it as well to Ofen Bay, to Ofen Chayim. Because once you need, you still need the drasha kedi, you still need that menorah mili. Okay, because that's what gets the ball rolling. Because if it wouldn't have been for that drasha, then these rabbanon may never have extended it to ofen and chayal. The kedi means only kedi. That's it. Why? I don't know. For some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that only kedi can't be cooked in milk. Whatever the reason would be. But once we've said that kedi is expanded to include other types of kosher animals, that's what gave the license, so to speak. Okay, it's like, as you said, it goes back to Nebela. And it's everything that's subject to Nebela. But if I didn't have that other read from Gedi, I would have said, well, what gives you a right? Maybe it's not everything that's subject to Nebela. Right? That's the Rosh. Okay. But Halacha L'Maisa is an interesting point that the Rosh brings out in the name of the Rif. Okay, on this issue. The Rosh, Aaron Chulin, on this Rosh, is Parak Ches, Simon Nun Aleph, on this Mishnah, on Kufi Bimel. Right, it's good. Okay, so he says, "Umashahavi Rav Alfas the Rabbi Kiva." The Rif cited only the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that Bisar Of is the Rabbonim. Below, have the Bisagli Mishum Pir Posek Halacha Ke Rabbi Akiva. Okay, he says, obviously the Rif is passing like Rabbi Kiva. All right, says the Rosh. Based on that, it makes more sense to say that there is no other shita. Even though, again, he analyzed it as planetosis, but the Rosh himself says, at least according to the Rif, there is not a third shita. There's no such phantom shita. Nobody holds the Bizarre Ofus Doraisa. Why? Because the East really Drabonon Pligela, that Rabbi Kiva was reacting when he said, no, no, Bizarre Ofus is only Doraisa. He was saying, no, no. He was saying as if somebody else said that it is Doraisa. Then Hakaimalon Halacha Kabikiva Mechaveiro Dafka Velo Keneged Rabim. Then we'd have a problem because we paskan Kabikiva Halacha Kabikiva Mechaveiro. When there's a Machokas Kabikiva against one other of his colleagues, then we paskan Kabikiva. When Kabikiva is against several authorities, then we don't paskan Kabikiva. If there is now a so when it was just Kabikiva versus Rabbi Yosef Glili, again when it was just Kabikiva against Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay, so then Pasay Rakiva, Rachim Rakiva Chaveru. But if we introduce this quote unquote phantom shita, and there's another shita that holds Rakiva, that, and especially if you call them Rabbanan, usually the term Rabbanan implies more than one authority, so then we wouldn't have Pasay Rakiva. So the Rosh is saying, Mela, the Rif seems to learn the way we first learned, that there is no a third shita. Yeah.
It doesn't actually say who the Tanakhama is, so it's conceivable that Tanakhama was also a Das Yachid. So I guess we assume that it's not because it was before Das Yachid, then it would have said the name.
That's what I'm thinking right now. As we'll see in a moment, I'll address that. But that the Rosh just says, right? In a Hanami, hold the thought for a minute. He says, the East Rila Darbonim Pligi LA, okay, which is like Tosa said, you know, the Tosa in 11, right? And then Kufi Gimel Aleph, what I call the Phantom Shita. Then Hakaimalon, Erevim Mevim Beis, Halach Kabakir Chaberot Afil, can I get Rab? Elevad, I see, like, Delo Pligi, Elatanakama, Omer Shinog, Behemet Torah, Dafka Velo Betmeh, that the Tanakama, like you were saying, the Rabban, whatever, we're not talking about Oph at all. They're only talking about different types of Behemet Tmeh meet with kosher milk, Behemet Torah meet with non kosher milk. That's all they were doing. We're addressing Oph at all. There is no other, they weren't talking about Oph at all. Rabbi Kiva, Meforish, Mehecha, Nismatu, Chayav Oph, Ubehemet Tmeh. Rabbi Kiva now was simply explaining. They were only talking about Behemet Tmeh, the Tanakama. And again, I'll read the words of the Mishnah again. Put this inside. Bsar Behemet Torah, Bechol Behemet Torah, Asa Lavash, Asa. That's the classic ones we call. Bsar Behemet Torah, Bechol Behemet Tmeh, or Bsar Behemet Tmeh, Bechol Behemet Torah, then Mutu Lavash, Mutu Bano. Okay, it's not Asa Doraisa. And if Kiva adds, so too, it's not Chayva Ofeinah in the Torah, as if to say somebody held that it was. It's not, he's not starting with saying, no, no, where I said it before, Chayva Ofeinah in the Torah. That's not what it means. When Akiva pipes up and says, from the Torah, he's saying, in addition, you, the Tanakama, whoever these Rabbanah were saying, Bizar Behemoth Temeah is not subject to Basar Cholov. And Akiva says, also Chayav Ofeinah in the Torah. And it's all learned from the same thing, they're not arguing. He followed the Tanakama, the Rabbanah, whoever to call them, they were not talking about Oph. And Akiva simply added, he's Perusha Kama Farish, he's adding. Right, look at the words of the words of the Rosh, right? He's saying Explain the riff. Elatanakama Omer Shinog Behematar Dafel Tara Akiva Meforish. Echan is not to chayav over its meyer, but it's not. There's no other shita that over. There's no shita that over is also in the Torah. Okay, the again in the Rosh Yosef and not Daven Chulin. Kofi Gadol points out an interesting thing though. Okay, you know, a lot of times you'll introduce a shita with Omar so and so, Omar Bekiva, Omar this. And sometimes you'll say the name first, you'll say Rekiva Omer. But sometimes the verb is first, sometimes the verb is second. So the Prima Gadim says, usually when you have Omer as a second, the verb is second, that means it's arguing against what came before. Okay? Remeir Omer this, and Abiyuda Omer that, right? I'm showing the with this, right? Usually the verb coming afterwards is Loshon Pluto. So he says, well, 1 second. Okay, that's what's going on here. In this Mishnah, it says Rabbi Kiva Omer. So that implies that he's coming to argue what came before. Not the way the Rosh just said it, the name of the Rif, that it's just before it, he's adding. Right? He says, Midunokat Lashon Plugta, Milonokat Omer Rabbi Kiva, says the Prim Godim. Shpamin Adon Fluga Tanakama also, Ukamosha Kasatasis. Right? That, the just simply the grammatical structure of Omer Bekiva, Bekiva Omer instead of Omer Bekiva or Omer Bekiva, okay, it sounds like there is a, he's coming to argue. That's the usual, the rule. So it sounds like Tosis is right. Okay, the Latarakama, Chayvah from the Torah. In which case now, says the Prima Gadol, there'll be three arguments here. Shlosh Machlokos with Dabar. Tanakama, Kulam in the Torah. This Tanakama, I call the phantom sheet that holds everything that's also the Raisa. Behema, Chaya, and Of are also milk Doraisa. Rekiva, Chaya, Of, in a Minotaur, which is Sarbonne. And Beyonce, Chaya is Minotaur, and Of is not Minotaur. All right, so that's what he says. However, he says that the Rosh, he quotes the Rosh, but it's not really the Rosh on his own. It's the Rosh explaining the Riv. Ushar Poskim, he says, most Poskim hold the Rekiva before the Ritanakama, the low polygala. Okay, so he said it in that language, it doesn't matter. Okay, I printed it in the commentaries, and the Rosh shows, I tell you to take a look at the Tosfos Yontif on this Mishnah. So I printed it here, the relevant part of the Tosfos Yontif. This is a Mishnah Chulin, Parakhes, Mishnah Dalit. So 15, Dima Masavu, Behema Tmeya, he says, Rabbi Kiva, Eno Cholek, and I'm a force. Like we just saw, okay. Behold, it now Rabbi Kiva Omer Beloshim Plukta says that the Tosfos Yontif Kvar Her Esi Kaiotam a Mishnah Vav Parakel to be Kur. Which is in the subject. I showed you other exceptions. So if you're interested in this piece of scholarship, so the Tosfos Yontif tells you take a look what I wrote in Bikurim Parakimel of Mishnah Vav. Okay, yeah, he shows that there are other. I mean, I looked it up and printed it, but he shows that there are other places. It's not an ironclad, you know, fast rule. You know that whenever it says this way, it means hard. Whenever it says that, most of the time it's true. And the Prima Gadol made the observation. Most of the time it is true, and here it would seem that he's therefore coming to argue. But Tosfos Yontif says don't get excited about it. There are exceptions here and there. So this is one exception. Okay, good. Now, you asked, is this such a shita? So, in hunting around, okay, I found the shita. Okay, I found the shita of the Rabbanon. Or eight, I didn't find it, but it's there. Okay, it's a shita of Tanoim, who holds a taka besar of is also doraisa in milk. And that is in the Mechilta. Okay, in the Mechilta on that pasuk in Mishpatim, it's source 16. Mechilta, the pasuk in Mishpatim, the Rishonim, maybe they didn't have this Mechilta, none of them referred to it. And I have to admit, I don't remember how I found it, but I did find it. I'm not my bikis. But the Rishonim don't seem to quote it. But the Mechilta, the Mechilta of Yishmael, right, there are two Mechiltas, one of Yishmael, the standard Mechilta is the Mechilta of Yishmael, as opposed to the Mechilta of Yishmael Yochai. I'm sure the Rishonim, again, is a Medrash Halacha. It's Medrash Halacha. So in that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it's called Mesivta de Kaspa. The Parsha Chaf. Mesivta de Kaspa is the second part of Mishpatim. At one time, Mishpatim was seen with two sedges. Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, was divided into two sedges. The second beginning of Kesef Talva, which is laying on Chalma Tzuka. I think the Chinuch, the old edition of Sefer Chinuch, has Mishpatim divided into two sedges. Okay, but anyway, since it's called Masichta Bekasman, fine. On the Pasuk Osvash Gedi, I quoted it a different time than I quote, but what's most relevant to us is at the end, Rabbi Yoshia Omar, Mipnei Ma Nem Rabbi Shosha Makom, which is Rabbi Yoshia, one at a time. Rabbi Yoshia said, again, the Mechilta is Tanaim. Right? It reads like Mishnayos. It's time. So Rabbi Yoshia Omer Mipnei Ma Nemra B'Shloshim Mekomos. How come it says those last three times? Achas Abehema Asachayim Achas Leof. So there is the mystery shita. Is this shita appears in the Torah world? Okay, it's a shita Rabbi Yoshia in the Mechilta. Okay, so there you have it. That Of is Usher in Chalav Midaraisa. Okay. Now, that will come back, Aaron, now we can come back to your point. It's still just one speaker. It's not the Rabbanon. Where Tosa says Rabbanon, or even Tanakama, you know, that applies usually more than one person. Now that we've identified the source, it's just Rabbi Yoshia. So therefore, it would seem to me, I'm just thinking, it's not a violation of Rabbi Akiva. The Rush explained that the Rif rejected the whole... this whole concept of a mystery shita, because otherwise it wouldn't, the phantom shita, the whole the bizarre oath is also the rice and cholah, because otherwise we wouldn't be passing a kibbutz, right? Because it's only halacha kibbutz mechavero, not mechaverov. But now that we've identified the source, at least this identification, maybe there are other, could be the other midrashim also, I'm far from a bookie, so could be the other midrashim also in a different shita, but the way we have at least here on the page is a Yoshia. So Rekiva is against Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, but that's halacha Rekiva mechavero. Now, you'll tell me one second, but he's also arguing Rabbi Yoshia Glili. But if you think about it, he's arguing Rabbi Yoshia Glili on a different point. Okay, this Rabbi Yoshia is not agreeing with Rabbi Yoshia. It's not Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoshia Glili, because Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoshia Glili certainly don't agree. Rabbi Yoshia Glili says, Bizar Opechal is completely mutter, not even us with our money. In his town, they ate it, right? And Rabbi Yoshia says, no, it's also the rice. So it's not that Rabbi Akiva, I'm just trying to point out that even if you hold that it's only Rabbi Yoshia, it should still have to be passing Rabbi Akiva.
Well, at least by Zaya, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yoshia agree.
They do.
They agree with the din, but they don't agree with the pasuk.
Right. They don't agree with the source, but they agree with the din. Okay, so there, now you're raising some questions. So maybe there we should pass like them over Rabbi Akiva and hold the Psarchaya as the rice.
Okay.
The drasha, right? So you could say that they still disagree because they're coming from different locations. But for our purpose right now, as far as our oath is concerned, there's no issue. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to point out. In other words, it's a different machlokas. Okay, the machlokas with basically the different machlokas. All right, I mean the lineup is the way you line things up is differently. Okay, Rabbi Yoshia Glili, he says Chaya is the rice and Of is the Rabbanon. Is Of is zero. And Bekiva says both are the Rabbanon. That's one Machlokas. And then the Machlokas with Yoshia, the Machlokas, he says everything is the rice and he says everything is the Rabbanon. So all I'm saying is not necessarily a quote unquote violation of the principle of Rabbi Yoshia Glili, of Rabbi Kiva, Mechavero. Because it's not Chavero here, because Rabbi Yoshia Glili and Rabbi Yoshia are not on the same page. It's two different arguments. Okay. Yeah? Good. All right, so that's... But anyway, at least we've given a name to the Shita, so to speak, right? We have at least now that there is... What? Maybe not. Well, he could be saying it's not in our Mishnah. I'm just trying to point out, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to point out that even... Right, even either way, even if you want to accept it, the Rif didn't seem, maybe he didn't have this Mechilta, again, it was printed. Gear says, I don't know, it was not aware of it, or he dismissed the Shita. But it sounds like, he didn't have it at all. The fact is, that other Rishonim also, it's not Tosis out of left field, and the Rosh explained it. The Chidush HaRashba, even though in the Torah is a bias, Rashba did not bring that down. Okay, but in the Chidush HaRashba, and that Daf and Chul and Kufi Gimel Al, the Chidush HaRashba, okay, quotes the Shita and Rekiva. He says, "Pasko Gaonim Zal Kabekiva." I don't know if he means the Gaonim, that class of the Farshim Chul Gaonim, but in general, we passing Rekiva the Chayav Alf Enam in the Torah. We Kashalach. What do you mean? Well, he asks a couple of questions in the Ode. The Hamashma, the Tanakama, Lomai, El Tamea, Machaiva, Oflo, that second, that Kasher Ashbo raises, sounds like he does acknowledge the existence of another Shita. Right? But the Hamashma, the Tanakama, he calls him Tanakama. Again, no one, as I say in the Mishnah, and Isa refers to this Mechilta and calls him Rabbi Yoshia. But okay, again, they may not have had it, I don't know. But the point is that the, he says, Mashma, Tanakama, Lomai, El Tamea, Machaiva, Oflo. All right? So, and he writes again, behold, the halo shemil abana beheaded a plea ala ala the rivers and glili, the yachid polig with kamal kibir chamer, at least in our mission. You know, ignoring the mechilta, all you have is a diuk. The diuk that there's a, since the rekiva said, chayav of is anima na Torah, so Tosa says, I mean, some of us hold that it is. Right, if you're arguing again, so we learned, you don't say he's arguing, but the way Tosas learned sounds like Rabbi Akiva is coming to argue, especially if you say that that's we're following the Lashon, you know, of Rabbi Akiva Omer. Okay, so if that's the case, he is coming to argue. Look at the language of the Pergonim writes, Umidakat Lashon Pluto, right? The simple reading that is a machlokes, that's what Tosas, but says the Brashbot, that best you have a diuk. You certainly don't have a clear presentation. Again, Rabbi Yoshi, you do have a clear presentation. That's why I said he doesn't accept this. And he still says, Kiva Mechaberu. Okay. Yeah. The Rambam, in the, okay, you get it? You know what I'm saying? It's in the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah, on that Mishnah Chul, in Perkas Mishnah Dalet, where Rabbi Kiva speaks, he says, "Rekiva Sover Shechayva Of Asalach Mochalav Darbanan, but Mutal Vashon, because the Torah only prohibited Bishul, Behemet Torah, Bechalav Behemet Torah." That's it. It was a Glili Sover Shemsar Chayva Asul Vashon Bechalav Behemet Torah. Right? He said, "The right Shemsar Of Mutar completely left from the Darbanan." He never mentioned the third Shita. Because the Rambam does not seem to be aware of his Diyak. And if he's aware of the Mechilta, he ignores it. Okay, the Rambam does not present the third sheet. He only presents a Rekibah, he'll say, Glili, and he says, Halacha Rekibah. Never, the Rambam never brings up a third sheet. Okay, so that's the, that's that. Now, the Miri, I printed over here because it's a nice summary. The Miri in 19, the Miri here in Kufi of Yom Ha'alav. Omar Hamir Bishan Basar Behemator and so on. Sha'ikar Isa Basukhala Omar Torah Shall Basar Behemator Behemator. Everything we said already. And he says, even though it only says Gedi, even other animals included Bukhal Behemator Mashma. Okay, it's all these things also Derek Bishal Sa Torah. There's a nice summary of everything we know. Okay, this Meiri on Kufi Gimon Allah. And he says three times the Torah says also Ashgadi, Echalis Achila, Echalis Amachalis Bishal. Okay. All good. One second. Velamarato, look at the fifth line, sixth line. Velamarato, Shemutar Levashel Litzar Goyim, Sarchazer Machal Lachatchil. That's one thing he says. Okay. Pork, okay, which is Behemoth Tamea, he says it's certainly not that. Oh, no, that's the rice. Okay, even in kosher milk. So therefore, he said it's mutter, the rice to cook for a goyim, b'sar chazer b'cholam l'chadchila. Now then, Omer v'kiva, chayva of enemy Torah, klomar. Afal pi, is exactly what I said before, shenisrabu v'milas gedi, af misha'enu gedi, even though gedi comes to include other things that are not gedi, mekom lakol nisrabu elamino. As we asked the question before, once the word Gedi eliminates so many things, so why don't we limit it to a Gedi? So we said, no, other things are included in Gedi also. All right, but now you can ask the question in reverse. So why don't you expand it? Okay, it includes other things too. All right, so he says, no, Mekomakom lo nisrabe elamino. Meaning, Ushakol shabimin behema. And it's, what do you call it in the chart of the animal? Not a species, it's its own. I'm talking about all the different types of animals under one. Is a species out there or a species not? There's a broader word. Kingdom, yeah, that's a very broad word. Whatever, but there's something in between, I think. I forgot what it is now. But in other words, it's not only its own species, but it may be kingdom, an animal kingdom, so to speak. Something else is included. I forgot what it was. All right, whatever. Maybe I mixed up. I haven't studied you know, animal classification all the time. But here's the point. That's what it means by mino. Who calls him in behema? Chayva of not. Okay, and that's halacha of Akiva. And so at the end, he quotes the machlokas, the double-edged machlokas between Rabbi Segalia and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Segalia holds chayas deraisa and of mutan completely, and the Miri concludes we call makom b'shnei malachay b'kiva by both, and that's it. But he also never mentions in his whole analysis the third shita. So I think the Rambam, there is no such thing as a third shita. Nobody holds Sar was the Raisa. And the Meiri didn't acknowledge it either. Okay? So just to finish up, the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Parak Tes Halacha Gimel, Ein Osim in Ator, Elam Sar, Behem Ator, Machalo, Behem Ator, Shanem, Arlo, Sash, Kachalvo, Ugdi, Hu, Kol, Vlad, Ashor, Vlad, Asel, Vlad, Aiz, you know, all these things. Okay, Gdi includes everything, unless it says Gdi easy, like we discussed, and it's limiting, but once you have the word Gdi, it includes all these other things, good. Av b'sar b'hem etorah b'chol b'hem etorah, b'as b'hem etorah, shemishu chol b'hem etorah, muto l'vashel u'muteres b'ano, v'ein chavet al-vas mishu b'as b'chol. Okay, there's no mishu b'as b'chol, fine. And then he writes, al chadal, what's important for us, v'chein b'sar chaya v'of b'ein b'chol b'chaya b'hem b'chol b'hema, ein o osa b'chil manatorah. That's an important point. Okay, bird, there's no milk, but you can have a chaya, which produces milk. Okay, but even the chaya in that milk is also not osa manatorah. We pass the kibbutz all the way. V'fichah mutal v'ashim mutal v'ano. But also, however, so there again, he's passing the kibbutz. There's no iser b'sar of Minator for sure. He doesn't acknowledge, the Rambam doesn't acknowledge our phantom sheet to the parish of Mishnah. And he disregards the Rosh Hashanah and says that Chai is also Minator. And he says it's completely Mutar Minator. Chain Bissar Chai, Opening Chal of Chai, Ben Chal of Man, whatever the milk is. Also Bachel Minator, Eno also Bachel Minator. And therefore, Leficha Mutar Bachel Mutar Manor. Therefore, it's no Hisar, Mishlus, or no. But also machila with the sulfurim kadesh leishom. So I wasn't attacking mutter altogether, like Rabbi Segalili said. Now we come to you said earlier. Yeah, we have gzera with the very sulfurim kadesh lo yifshuva am yavol the iser basu chalav shal Torah yochel basar behem a Torah b'chal behem a Torah shor ein mashar kosa lagadim b'chalayim imo mamash avichal basu kol basu chal. Okay. Rambam seems to get a little wordy here, but he basically says gzeira, like we mentioned many times, right? People associate chicken, poultry with meat. We call it meat, white meat, and dark meat. We eat it a lot of time. It's served the same plate with meat, and so on and so forth. So therefore, we can mix people up. Kedei shol yivshu am be'asim bas v'chol, asim even b'sar of in bas v'chol. Okay, the Magid Mishnah wonders, and so does the Lechem Mishnah. Those are Kehilah Rambam here in Perek Tes Alef Dalet. Wonders, well, once they asim b'sar of bechila, because it's going to mix people up, so why don't they also midarbanan asim b'sar of in bishlon hana? Right, it's such a concern, kadesh l'yusha on. Okay. One second. Yeah, so he said the Rabbanon is the way the Rabbanon work. The Rabbanon only asks something they feel is a legitimate concern that somebody may violate it. So they said, look at the fourth line, Shalo asru osam ela bachil buvad mipnei achilas b'sar behema hamotzui avo bishul b'hanol lo nesu. After all, b'sar behema tameya, okay, in milk, or again b'sar behema tameya in non-kosher milk, is osur din obviously because of the non-kosher component, but it's mutar b'shul hanoa. So therefore, it says that Magid Mishnah, they didn't want to go any further here either. They didn't want to go and make this b'sar of stricter than b'sar behema tameya. Since b'sar behema tameya is mutar in b'shul hanoa, so too they left it of alone, only asa achila, because it's not so motzu or whatever. Exactly how that means, it's hard to figure out. But anyway, ein hagzera el achil b'vat. Okay. Now, the Magid Mishnah right away says, but I understand that that's not the same thing. Okay. The reason you don't have to aser bishul and hana by the other two things is why? Because we're not as worried over there because there's a component that's aser. You're not allowed to eat it anyway because of the tamei component, right? The non-kosher component, whether it's the meat or the milk. But something in that mixture is non-kosher. Sometimes we worry here, okay, here, there ain't lachos shem yochol, v'chayv ha'ov b'cholom, shekol echad b'fna'atz me'heter. Then you could say gozol bishal ano. Okay, they should have been goes all the way because here there's a greater concern since the two things again are mutter. But he says nonetheless, and then lo shonet shal bechel mabad. They only ask it in eating. Okay, so okay. Yeah, so that's the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah has a little different twist. He just says the reason that only Aser Achila is because Ein Zed Devar Taiva. Chen Hanoa Eno Nira Taiva Kmo Achila. The concern is that people are going to want to eat this because this is meat. I want to eat it with Sarof. I want to come. People are Taiva to eat it, and they'll make the number if you allow it. They'll make the jump and they'll eat regular meat also. But from cooking and hana, we're not worried about the same jump. I can't admit I'm less than fully satisfied with all that, but that's what it says. So Shulchan Aruch rules here in 23 in our Siman Pei Zion Siv Gimel, the continuation of our Siman. Ubsar Chayav Ha'Olf Afir Chazar Butor BeBishul Hana Ma'afachilu Ina Selam Rabbanon. Okay, again, in the Pesach Tshuva there says, in Sukkot Zion, there's no Isser Mirat Torah, and that way includes another case we're not going to discuss right now, right? All right. Anyway, that's how we pass him, that the Bzar Ov is also Dorabonon only, and it's Mutter in Bishul and Anah. Okay. The Shach, and this will finish, the Shach in Sukkot and Dalet points out, but not everyone agrees. Believe it or not, the Maharshal and the Bach, quoting the Truth Edition, Argos Mari in the Argos Haridura, they say, Kosher Lahokal Negar Tosus. Okay? They say, well, Tosus introduced us to another Shita. Okay? And they hold, Taket, it's hard to be Makel. Lachain Posku de Bsar Chayra of Bechol Doraisen. Again, I started the Shia by saying we never heard of that because we know this answer from the time we're little kids. But there are takashitas, the Bsar Ofis Doraisa. That's what I'm pointing out. There are shitas, the Bsar Ofis Doraisa. That's out of Mashal Mabach. They said that, you know, that's implication of Tosis. Right? There's a third shita, and they don't accept that thing. We said the riff didn't acknowledge the third shita, therefore we said it's Salacha Kibi Akiva. But here, not like I said, maybe it's only Rekiva Mechaberon, not Mechaberon, and we're not going to separate the Machlokes in the way I presented it. You don't have to say it like that. That's what the Shach says. Maybe the Marshal of Bach hold. Okay? But he thinks it's wrong. Again, I think it's wrong. I think it's only Darbonon. And he says, V'chein das Harbe Poskin, that's what most Poskim say, Harbe Poskin Ode, and so on. And he said, even that Marai, quoted Tosa, just said kosher lahakel negra Tosa. Didn't say paskal like Tosa. Maybe it's a chumrah, hinder, whatever. That's the shot. Okay? But I do want to point out that, you know, it's not unheard of. And the truth is, as we'll see, I mean, the next mission I quoted, that was called tomorrow, but in Source 26, it says you're not allowed to put cheese or milk on the table with any buser, including chicken. So that's what I have to talk about. Okay, so we'll continue with this tomorrow. Hopefully finish this. Okay.